Well, 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 what a difference a week makes, Hobbo.
Absolutely. Really, really happy for Coach Mendenhall, his staff, and the players. You know, the thing that really got me, the excitement on the sideline during the course of the game, and particularly you felt like they had won the national championship or something, but, you know, it was a long-awaited victory, particularly off the Connecticut game, which was a disappointing game, certainly a game I'm sure they felt like they should have won. But to bounce back, play so well, have Central Michigan come all the way back, and as you put in your newsletter, a lot of apprehension in Scott Stadium when it was 28-all, but then they get a stop defensively, and then the big play to Zacchaeus for the go-ahead touchdown, and all was well in Whoville.
Well, let's go ahead and knock that out. That was the LeClaire Ryan play of the game. Game is tied up. We're in the fourth quarter, and, you know, Kurt Benkert did a reverse roll that was very subtle. He dropped back to pass, and then he turned his back to the line of scrimmage and rolled to his left.
Which is difficult for a right-hand thrower.
And it looked almost like ballet, and he was drifting out to that sideline. And then Zacchaeus obviously turned up the field and raced down the sideline, and Benkert hit him with a perfect throw.
Yeah, hit him in stride so he could get into the end zone.
And let me tell you, all of a sudden, hope was restored in Scott Stadium.
Absolutely. Just a great play, a great throw. So, terrific. And that was what? The LeClaire Ryan play of the game?
Yeah, 80-yard play. First off, let's do this. Let's welcome all ACC and UVA fans. What a great weekend of football we've just witnessed. I mean, who believes the Carolina victory against Pitt?
Yeah,
they score with 2 seconds to go. Talk about a nail biter, and then to catch the end of the Duke game, which was sheer madness. For Duke to score 38 points in South Bend after the previous 2 weeks losing to Wake Forest 24-14, losing to Northwestern 24-13, I don't think anybody saw this coming.
Yeah, particularly Brian Kelly, in all likelihood. But yeah, it just shows on any given Saturday, you got to be ready to play. But certainly a good win for Dave Cutliff and the Duke Blue Devils as they get ready to host the Cavaliers. And we'll certainly have more on that game later in the show with the Hoos going down to Durham with a road opportunity. But right now, let's talk about who's on the show.
Who's on the show, Hobbo?
Billy McMullen, who's on the line right now. And then later in the show, we're going to switch to a little lacrosse with the new head coach at Virginia, Lars Tiffany. And our friend Dr. Andrew Bogle will join us with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. But right now, Billy McMullen, who probably needs no introduction, but why don't you give him one nevertheless?
I'm going to do my best. Don't have the stats in front of me, but I know he
caught a lot of balls and scored a lot of touchdowns.
His nickname was Glue Fingers. He caught over 200 passes as a Wahoo wide receiver and racked up some significant yardage. I know that when you look at the UVA record book, there's only two or three guys that even...
He's at the head of the list.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, John Ford would be one. You also talk about Herman Moore.
Yeah, there's some good names on that list.
Jermaine Crowell. I mean, there's a lot of terrific receivers, but no Billy McMullen.
How come we haven't won more games than we have? We've had a lot of good players over
there. We need more Billy McMullen.
That's it.
Billy, welcome to Who's Talking.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing, Frank? How you doing, Hobbo? It's been a while.
Hey, you picked the right game, the right Monday to be on the show, though. We're in a much better mood.
I guess it was in the cards, man. I'm pretty excited about what I saw. I'm excited about the season moving forward.
You know, let's go right to that. The development of the receiving core, and maybe more importantly, and you could speak to this probably as well as anyone, the timing of the offense. For whatever reason, this past Saturday in Scott Stadium, it seemed like the quarterback and the receivers were in perfect sync, particularly in the first quarter and particularly in the fourth quarter. What did you notice? And you know, Keon Johnson seems to come to life, even though Andre Lavrone is hurt and he's playing, but he's not himself yet. Olamide Zacchaeus is looking pretty good. Donnie Dowling overcame an injured shoulder from the first game. What do you see with the receiving core?
Well, you know what? With an offense like this is a high pace, precise. You know, I don't think they're known for being physical with this type of offense, but, you know, Saturday – they show some physicality. In terms of, like, the passing game, you definitely, when you're running a high-paced offense like this, there's not a lot of time to go through many reads. So I'm pretty sure, and I haven't had a chance to delve all into the playbook, going up there and seeing some of the coaches and Coach Mendenhall, but I'm pretty sure with the offense like this, a lot of your routes are going to be checked on the run. So you're not going to check a lot of plays at the line of scrimmage unless they come from the sideline. But that precision is very important when a high-powered, high-frequency offense. And that's what we saw on Saturday. And a lot of guys, I think they just made up in their mind, like, hey, this is we're moving into the season, moving into ACC play. It's about time for us to step up. And that's exactly what we saw on Saturday.
I want to correct something. You had actually 210 catches in your career at Virginia for a grand total of 2,978 yards. I think if you'd had one more catch, you would have had 3,000 yards.
All right. Hey, I guess Coach Gruden wanted me to get that 3,000 mark. Showed us what it was, man.
One too many running plays, but we're obviously visiting with former Hoop Billy McMullen. Billy, you've played with a lot of quarterbacks. Give us your assessment 4 games into the season of Ben Kurt.
You know, Ben Kurt, man, he's an athletic guy. And from what I've seen, and I like to go on the last game, he was very poised. And I think the energy going into this game, knowing that, and I read a little a snippet about how Central Michigan was talking in the papers about overlooking us and using this as, I guess, a stepping stone to the next opponent. I think he took that personally, and that energy, bringing that energy and that poise into the game, I think it boded well for our receivers. And I think as a quarterback, you need that. You got to trust in them. And just watching the game on the outside, I would have trusted him that game because he was on fire, you know, and once he got on fire, it was no looking back.
You know, I only counted 2 or 3 passes that he threw during the game that maybe he'd like to have back. Obviously,
right. Obviously
that play in the third quarter where he hit the streaking cornerback who jumped into the backfield, that's being the most glaring one. But there were only 2 other throws where he threw into double coverage, and the rest of the time it seemed like he picked the right receiver.
Right.
And how can a guy who's got a beat-up shoulder from the previous week, who, you know, I don't care how tough you are, if you got to go through the practices all week and your shoulder's banged up and you're getting treatments and rehab – you just can't expect this kind of 5-touchdown pass game, you know?
Well, you know what? The cool thing about football, man, especially when you get on the roll as a quarterback and as a receiver, you know, I can only speak, those are the positions I played, once you get a nice pass and start moving the chains and maybe get your first touchdown, second touchdown, a lot of that pain goes away. It becomes very addictive. It's like, oh, we got 2 already. Maybe we go for 3. Maybe we go for 4. Maybe we go for 5. And then when that type of precision and accuracy comes out, you know, that's all you're really focused on. So in terms of the injuries and the nicks and the bang, that dissipates very fast. And you're on to the next thing, which is, hey, I think this machine is running pretty well now. Hey, let's see how many points we can score. And I think that's what we're going to see from this team, from the offense moving forward.
You know, Billy, Frank talked a lot about the timing, and he mentioned that in the newsletter this week. But it just seemed like even on the slant patterns and everything else, the timing between Ben Kurt and the receivers was just extraordinary.
Yeah, of course you got Smoke, man. He's an all-around guy. You got Donnie Dower, who's a big physical presence. You got the big old Z who had a nice 82-yard touchdown, I think, which is just broke the camel's back. And then you got the young guys on the come up. So in terms of, like, just timing, you know, like I said, this is the type of offense that because it's so high-paced, you have to trust it. And I think Ben Kurt's starting to trust the offense itself and now starting to trust his receivers to be in those spots when he's letting that ball go. So it's all about, at the end of the day, trust and believing in what's being taught during the week, and when you get out there on the field on Saturday, seeing exactly what has been taught is opening up and happening. Oh, it's like a rush, man. It's an awesome feeling.
Billy, you know, a couple of thoughts. Keon Johnson had a pretty pretty darn good season maybe two or three seasons ago, and then he sort of drifted into the background, and Kanane Severin and some others were getting more of the headlines and obviously putting up more catches and TDs. But now all of a sudden, Keon Johnson seems motivated, and he is running his routes hard, maybe more precise, and he's hanging on to balls, and clearly Benkert has a rhythm with him, doesn't he?
Right. No, definitely. When you know, the thing about Keon Johnson is I'm pretty sure he's at UVA for a reason. He's a baller. So when you have other guys out there making plays and competing and you know, having fun doing it, you're going to want to do the same. So he had a success early in his career, and now he's back, and he's like, well, I'm pretty sure he's like, I'm tired of being in the back. It's time to show the fans, the coaches, my other players on the team what I can do. And like I said, when you catch a game like this, and hopefully this goes through the entire season, to catch a rhythm game like this, this is the best time to get your stride, get back into the way you're used to doing things, because that rhythm will take you to, you know, Duke next week, and then definitely UNC. Definitely we need that for Louisville coming up here in the next three or four games. So I think we're starting to hit on all cylinders, and Keon Johnson's going to be a big part of that.
You know, Billy, the one thing that impressed me this week was the effort. You know, this is a team that's 0-3, but, you know, there was talk about the guys going downfield to block for receivers and everything else.
Right.
So you have to take your hat off to the coaches and the players for continuing to work really hard. And in that type of situation, you got to feel good when they get the reward of the victory at the end of the game.
Yeah, it's you know, we saw with the first couple games was a mental letdown, I think, a huge mental letdown, and it all, I think, starts with, you know, you work so hard in the off season, new coach Mendenhall coming in, new program, well, new philosophy, and you get to testing on each other all day during the two-a-days and training camp, and then you come to the first couple games and it's not looking like what it looks should have looked like, and if you have a weak mental perspective on things, of course it'll let you down. You're like, well, it's not working like it should. Well, fast forward to Saturday's game, you know, I think they're starting to believe. And when you believe in something like a system like Mendenhall's, you know, of course I'm going to block a little hard for my buddy running the ball. Of course I'm going to run my routes a little sharper because I know the quarterback's going to be there. The ball's going to be there. So, like I said, it's all about actually starting to believe in the system, not just giving the lip service, but now starting to believe in the system and know it can work. And that's we saw that Saturday.
Well, you know, if you're a receiver or a running back for the University of Virginia right now, you have to be very inspired from the game itself on Saturday, as well as watching the film, because these are just some things I observed. He threw a beautiful fade pass to Albert Reed running that little flag pattern. He threw a bullet on a couple of slant plays to Zacchaeus and Keon Johnson.
Yeah.
He threw a touch pass down that sideline that hit Olamide Zacchaeus in stride beautifully. And then the rocket he fired out to Smoke for the last touchdown was a thing of beauty. I mean, that pass beat the defense almost by itself, didn't it?
Yeah. Hey, so the cool part about it is it's like the dinner table has been set. You got chicken, you got turkey, you got all the food you want, because Benkert is setting the table. So all the receivers right now are licking their chops like, oh, he's on. Hey, guys, we got to step our game up because the ball's going to be there. So we got to make sure that everything we do is precise and sharp, because he's setting this table beautifully right now. So going into the next game against Duke, who had, coming off a high against Notre Dame, it's still like, hey, man, what is he bringing to the table this game? You know, because last game, the table was set. We just had to put our hands up. And as a receiver, you see that, man. You just like, okay, game's on. I can have 5 catches this game. I can have 8, 10, 12. I don't know, but I'll be ready.
You know, well, Billy, you're talking about all this food. We haven't had dinner yet. You know, we're starting to get hungry here. You're setting the table. But, hey, can you hang with us? We got to go to our first break. If you're okay with that, we'll bring you back just to tie up the few loose ends on the other side of our messages. Is that okay?
That works for me.
All right, we'll be back with Billy McMullen after these messages. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.